Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to Hijabi Diaries. This is your host Malaika, and this is season 2, episode 18. So today's episode is actually suggested by one of you guys on Instagram. So I asked you what you guys would want to like learn about and what episodes you want to listen to. So you suggested it and I'm doing it. So if you have not followed my Insta, please make sure to go follow it. I share a lot of podcast information, just regular info and my life a little bit. So if you want to get to know me better, go follow. It's _hijabi.diaries on Insta. Everything is lowercase. So the episode is all about the Bridge of Sirat and in the afterlife on the Day of Judgment. So we're gonna talk about it, give you guys a little bit of like background information, the questions we'll be asked about it, just general information that you probably don't know, and if you do know a little bit about it, you're gonna know so much more in this episode, inshallah. So without further ado, let's get talking about it. So what is the Bridge of Sirat? What does Sirat even mean? So Sirat in Arabic or Arabi means a way or a road according to traditions. So it's like a bridge or road that passes from the top of Jahannam or hell. And it's said in a hadith that Sirat is actually a bridge thinner than a hair, but sharper than a sword and hotter than fire. So in the hereafter, when the Day of Judgment comes, the true believers will pass over it quickly. Meanwhile, some of them will find it like difficulty crossing it, but eventually will find the relief, and others will slip and fall down in the pits of hell. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, it's reported from Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Then the Sirat, the way, will be set up, and I will be the first one to cross it with my ummah." So, as we can see from this hadith, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, is going to be the first one to cross the Sirat. It's said by Sheikh Muhammad Aslam that the sun will be over our heads and people will be drowning in their own sweat. So humanity will be frightened and a mother will not even want to help her child on that day. But do you know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will do? He's going to stand by the bridge and watch us cross it. And then with the mercy in his blessed heart, his lips will only say, "Oh Allah, give safety to my ummah." Did you hear me? "Oh Allah, give safety to my ummah." The only one that's going to ask for our safety, the only one that continues to utter his ummah and his du'as, the only one that says and mentions us to Allah, his ummah. How can you not love Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How? I feel ashamed sometimes that I'm not doing enough to make him proud. This ummah is in dire straits, bro. It's truly disappointing. May Allah guide us all. Ameen. So not a single person will be able to escape from walking over the bridge. Neither will the people of paradise or the people of hell. And so Allah says in the Quran that there is not one of you but shall come to it. This is an unavoidable decree of your Lord, and we will deliver those who guard it against evil, and we will leave the unjust therein on their knees. This is chapter 19, verses 71 and 72. It's also narrated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that the bridge contains 7 passes, Akbat, and there's going to be stations at each pass, which contains 70,000 angels posted at like each one of the pass. And each station will be 70 farsakh. I don't really know how to say the word, but it's spelled farsakh. It might have like different spellings, but I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry, Arabic is not my first language, so I don't really know this word, but I think it's pronounced as either farsakh or farsakht. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry. each station will be 70 fersach, and one fersach equals 5.5 kilometers long. So if you do 70 times 5.5, you get how long each station will be. And there's going to be 70,000 angels posted at each pass. SubhanAllah, isn't that so crazy? 70,000? Are you kidding me? So there are seven stations, and each station has seven questions. So we will be asked about seven questions on the Bridge of Sirat. So the seven questions are, number one, about your faith. So if your faith is strong, you will move on to the next stop. The disbelievers will fall automatically into hell. And then the second question is asked about your prayer, so your salah. So if your prayers are complete and sincere, you will pass through the second step. And for those of them that did not pray, I think they will also like fall down into hell, but Allah is the most merciful. The third one is about your zakat. So did you give zakat? If you did, then you're gonna pass on to the next step. And then the fourth question is about fasting. So if you did all of your fast, then you will move on to the next step. And for the women who were on their period, you won't like specifically be asked about fasting during the month of Ramadan, because as you know, we have to skip those, but you do have to make the fast up after Ramadan. So the makeup days are on you, to be honest. But Allah is the most merciful, like I said. And there's like elderly people as well at the ages of like whatever the age limit is that don't have to fast, so they also have an excuse. There's like a lot of people who have excuses for not fasting in the month of Ramadan that is like permissible. So just wanted to clarify about that. Then the fifth question is about your pilgrimage, like your Hajj, your Umrah. So if you did do that during your lifetime, then you can move on to the next step. And inshallah, Allah invites all of us to his house one day, because I know that's really hard to get there and it's really expensive. And I know it's just a really struggle, but still make dua. Inshallah, you will be invited. Please keep in your duas, because you have no idea how badly I want to go to Mecca and like do everything. I really want to go see the masjids and like do Hajj and Umrah, inshallah. So let's see what happens. But the sixth question is about the rights of others. So for example, if you were gossiping about someone or speaking poorly of someone that, you know, maybe isn't even true, did you cut the ties with your relatives, even if you dislike their behavior? If your answer is no, then you will pass on to the next step, which is the final step. Stop. So then the seventh question and final question, it's going to be asked about your cleanliness. So if you prioritize cleanness, then you made it to the end of the sirat. And if you didn't, then I don't know, man. I don't really know. Now, don't ever lose hope in your repentance, because there are seven questions, yes, but you can always repent if you think that you won't be able to answer all of the seven or some of the seven. Always, always repent for your mistakes and learn from them. Do not repeat them. I know we all can agree on the fact that once in our lifetime we have gossiped or we've talked bad about someone. I know it's like a natural thing, it's gonna happen, but please repent, ask for forgiveness to that person and from Allah, obviously. Also remember, it's about intentions as well. So if you have good intentions and you wanted to do the things that you did not get to do, for example Umrah and Hajj, you will be rewarded for just the intention, but it's not going to be the same amount of reward that you would get if you actually completed Umrah and Hajj. But if you are not able to, you know, complete Umrah or Hajj due to like financial or like health reasons, then you can offer charity instead and give zakat to like just things like people and like organizations that will, you know, help you. And that's like an alternative to, if you were not able to praying for Umrah and Hajj, if you were not able to do that. So it's like the same thing, and do extra good deeds as well, because you know, you can also like perform Umrah and Hajj in the name of someone else. So if you were not able to do it, then ask someone who is going to Umrah and Hajj to do it for you as well. And if they say no, that's on them, honestly, because you are supposed to be like, yeah, of course, like as a Muslim, you should be looking out for others. But still, you know, if you have the intention, Allah knows your intentions all the time. So just be sincere about everything that you do. I just want to clarify that Allah is not going to punish you just because you were not able to perform Umrah or Hajj due to, like, let's say financial reasons, if you were not able to go, and or like your medical reasons, like illnesses or just whatever. Allah is the most merciful and the most forgiving. He's not gonna punish you for that. Those are valid reasons. Just do like the alternative, or if you know someone that passed away or that were not able to perform Umrah Hajj due to these reasons, you can do it for them, or you can give charity on their behalf as well. So the Sirat is the way of life which begins in this world and continues till the day of judgment. There is a dua that you can use, and if you use the dua, you can see the bridge, or cross the bridge as wide as a highway, run across it. So the dua goes like, Allahumma ja'alna muflihin, which translates to, oh Allah, make me among the successful. May we all be able to cross the bridge of Sirat at the speed of lightning and just be able to make it across in order to enter Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Also, please do not think that you can push people off of the bridge of Sirat. Everyone goes by one, and some people will cross it very quickly, and some will be really slow as a turtle. Some might cross it like medium speed. It all depends on you as a Muslim, your good deeds, and like the level of iman that you have, and Allah's mercy. I'm pretty sure we know the story about the prostitute that had given water to the dog that had been thirsty for a while. If you guys don't know the story, I'll share it with you right now. Allah forgave this prostitute for kindness to the dog. So the story goes like this. Abu Huraira reported that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, a prostitute had once been forgiven. She passed by a dog panting near a well. The thirst had nearly killed him, so she took off her sock, tied it to her veil, and drew up some water. Allah forgave her for that. The source for this is Sahih al-Bukhari 3321 and Sahih Muslim 2245, or 3321 and 2245. So look at the mercy of Allah. If you think you are the worst as Fir'aun, please don't think that Allah is not going to forgive you. If Fir'aun had asked Allah for forgiveness, he would have forgiven him. But he never did. He never believed in Allah. If he had believed that Allah is Allah, the most merciful, the most glorious, his mercy is endless and boundless, bro. If he would have just believed in him, then yes, he would have been forgiven and none of that would have happened. But everything happens for a reason. Those stories were real stories, and that's why they teach us, the next generation, on what we need to learn from those mistakes, you know, that they committed in the past. And that's why there's a last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and we're ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's our duty to basically do everything good, or try to do the best we can, because he literally used his dua for us, for his ummah. And this ummah is literally shaming, bro. Like, it's disappointing to look at the ummah, honestly. And I'm not one to speak. I'm not perfect, you guys. I know this. And I always tell you that I'm not perfect. And do not think that I'm, like, pious, or, like, I'm the perfect, best Muslim woman out there. Because I'm not. I'm really not. I make mistakes, too, just like the rest of you. We all make mistakes. We are sinners. We're going to sin and sin and sin. That was the purpose of life. We're going to sin. We are the children of Adam. And the children of Adam are all sinners, like it says in the Quran. But it's your repentance that matters. That connection you have to Allah, that matters at the end of the day. If you're sincere in your tawbah, it's all good. But that does not mean that you should repent and then make the same sin again. You can't sin and repent and sin and repent, knowing that you're sinning on purpose. What's the point of that repentance? You were not sincere about it. And now I get it. It's hard to leave the sin sometimes. And I get that. But please try for the sake of Allah. If you leave something haram for the sake of Allah, He replaces it with something that's 100 times better. You will literally be so thankful that you left that haram for the goodness that's going to get replaced into your life. Trust me. I've seen so many people that have left haram for a good reason, because obviously it's haram, and their lives have changed for the better, you guys. Like, trust me, it's a real thing. Okay, so this is it for this episode. I really hope I motivated you, because I think I low-key did. But if I didn't, then girl, get up. Or boy, get up. Go pray, go repent, go ask for sincere forgiveness. And just try to do as many good deeds as you can. Live your life the way the Prophet, peace be upon him, would have lived. And just be the best. Try your best all the time, because intentions do matter. And Allah looks at your intentions all the time. So don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. He is the most merciful. Like I said, He would have forgiven Pharaoh if he had just called out to him. And He forgave that prostitute. A prostitute? Can you believe it? I know I can. That's crazy, but that's the mercy of Allah. Do not underestimate His mercy and His love for you. Like I said, mercy is endless and boundless. He loves us more than our mothers, 70 times more than our own mom. Can you believe that? Like, what? The woman who carried you for 9 months, He loves us more than her? Yes, because on the day of judgment, your parents will not care about you. Your siblings will not care about you. Your husband will not care about you. Your kids won't care about you. Everyone is for themselves on the day of judgment. Your parents will ask you for your good deeds if they didn't have enough to make it through. And you will ask your parents for their good deeds if you didn't make it enough to get through. And guess what? Everyone will say no. They can't risk it. It's a true story. So that's it for today. I really hope you guys learned. And inshallah, I will see you guys in the next episode. So until next time, fi amanallah.